Well, I don't know of very many times in the Scripture that it speaks of the angels rejoicing. One comes very clearly to mind. Does it to you? It's when one sinner repenteth. Glory to Jesus. Let's stand and sing that little chorus. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man. Hoping God passed away, I can born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Let's join our hearts together in praying for these new converts. Father, we do rejoice this morning. Lord, we thank You that one soul is worth more than all the world. And Lord, we thank You that the Lord Jesus Christ has told us that He leaves the 99 to go and seek that one that is lost. And He rejoiceth more over one that is saved. Oh Lord, than the 99. Father, we don't understand all of the wonderful beauties of salvation, but Lord, we understand enough that it thrills our heart and it causes us to rejoice, Lord, when people get born again and get saved. Oh Lord, and give their lives to Jesus, and they're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and from death unto life, and from the old to the new. Oh Lord, we pray this for these converts. Lord, from the old to the new, that they may truly embrace the all things of Christ, Lord. Oh God, that the old things pass away and fall away and fall off, and that these young men can be strong men for Jesus and put on the new man, Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray a blessing upon them, Lord. And Father, we rejoice with them, Lord. And Father, we pray that they will be young men who will excel for Jesus and be on fire for God all their days, Lord. Oh, Father, thank You, Lord. And Lord, we do pray this morning for those who do not yet know that sweet saving grace. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that in Your tender mercies You will draw them unto Yourself, Lord. Whether young or old, oh, Father, thank You, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray today that, gentle shepherd, You would walk amongst us today in Your beauty of holiness, in Your graciousness, Lord, in Your tender mercies, Lord Jesus. And Father, that we would know Jesus cares. Jesus cares. Father, we pray You minister grace to Your children. Lord, if there's any that are struggling, or maybe they've been failing and they've been trying so hard. Oh Lord, we pray that You would minister grace to them. We pray You would minister hope, Lord. Oh God, that nothing's too difficult for You. You're the God of the impossible. And Lord, You can take care of long-standing problems. It's not too hard for You, Lord. So, Father, I pray today that we would come to Jesus and find rest for our soul. Father, I pray that You would grant me grace to share here this morning in the tender mercies of Jesus. Please, Lord, help me to just be out of the way and to not be offensive in my own person or harsh or anything that would cause someone to draw back. Lord, I just pray that we could all draw near to Jesus this morning. Thank You, Father. Thank You that You're here, Lord Jesus, and that You died on Calvary's cross for heartaches, for broken pieces, for ruined lives, and that You love to save souls. You love to put things back together when things are in shambles. when things are in disarray and there's confusion and there's hurt and mistrust and relationships broken. Oh, Jesus, that's why you came, to heal the heartaches and the brokenhearted, Lord, and to bind up their wounds and to pour in oil and wine. Oh, Father, I pray today, let none be missed today. Do not pass us by, Lord, for we stand in need of You. Thank You, Jesus, that You love us and You care. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I greet you in the name of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and yet the lover of souls, the lover of sinners. Open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 1 for a reading of Scripture this morning. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. So good to meet together with brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And we'll read verses 1 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon, and all the congregation with him, went to the high place that was in Gibeon. For there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it. For he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Beazel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, had made, he had put before the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and all the congregation sought unto it. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but thou hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Amen. You know, as we look at Solomon and how that he was established and strengthened in the kingdom, we see at this point in Solomon's life that he was a worshiper of God and that he was seeking after the Lord. It tells us in verse 5 that Solomon and the congregation all together, they sought unto the altar that Baziel had made. And Solomon and all the congregation, they sought unto it. He was a seeker after God. He had a dependency upon the Lord. And he was a seeker after God. And then we see that Solomon was also one whose life of devotion to God was such that he offered not only a seeker of God, but he was a worshiper, and he was one who offered unto God great sacrifice. It tells us there that he offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon the altar. His life, I believe, was a life at this point in his time of his kingdom and his reign, where it says that the Lord had strengthened his kingdom and the Lord was with him and magnified him. But Solomon was a worshiper, and he was a humble man, and he was dependent upon God. And he was one who offered unto the Lord sacrifices. I wonder what the value of those sacrifices was. What do you think the value of those 1,000 sacrifices upon that altar were? What did it cost Solomon? What was he giving of his own resources unto the Lord in this one offering? We see a beautiful thing happening. Solomon was offering unto the Lord, and he was giving up, I believe, of the best he had, for the Lord received his offering. It was not just some pocket change. He was giving of himself and of his resource to show his adoration and his worship and his devotion to God. He wasn't coming just halfway, but he was coming with a full offering, a complete offering, a 1,000 sacrifices upon the altar. And that challenges my own heart. What am I giving to the Lord? What is my offering unto the Lord? Like Brother Luke shared, it's not that Jesus doesn't want to hear our cries or hear our prayers, but so often it's us that do not give time or make time for the Lord. Jesus has time for us, but what about me? What is my life offering? What is my life devotion? Do I love to seek after the Lord? Do I often inquire in His temple? Do I often resort to the secret closet and there to commune alone with God? Oh, beautiful rest. Oh, beautiful repose and restoration of the Spirit and communion and fellowship with Jesus. You know, isn't it in life often when we come to a fresh place of surrender and offering it all to Jesus, that then God speaks to us, and God comes to us, and God begins to reveal Himself to us? You know, this is what happened. Solomon sacrificed, worshipped the Lord, offered 1,000 burnt offerings, and in that night did God appear unto Solomon. What a reward for his sacrifice. How Solomon's heart must have beat with reverential fear and adoration as God appeared to him. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God appeared to him that night, and he spoke to him. He spoke to him and he said, "Ask what I shall give thee." Solomon the Creator of the universe who owns it all is asking you, what shall I give thee? I wonder, what would I ask for? What would you ask for? If the God of heaven, who owns it all, comes to you with that question, my son, my daughter, what can I give to you? You know, the Lord is still wanting to give good gifts to His children today. He is still wanting to appear to us and to speak to us. And His sheep today still hear His voice. Solomon, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon worshipped God. And he said, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. He gives honor and glory to God, and he acknowledges, Lord, you have showed great mercy to my father and to me. He's recognizing the goodness of God, the mercy of God toward him and his father. He says, Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. And then Solomon asks the Lord, he says, Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Solomon asked the Lord for wisdom and for knowledge. He asked that he would have an understanding heart to know the Lord, to have the mind of Christ, that I wouldn't go my own way or do it in my own wisdom or my own understanding. But Lord, wisdom from You. He asked a wise thing. It pleased the Lord. You know, sometimes we ask the Lord for wise things and it pleases the Lord. But I remember another time from Scripture where two of the disciples asked Jesus, they said, We have a request of you. And Jesus said, Well, ask me, what shall I do for you? And he said, Well, grant unto us that we may sit, one on the left and one on the right of thy throne when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, Well, that's not mine to give. You have asked a hard thing. Are you able to drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? You know, he did say they shall indeed be baptized with that baptism and drink of that cup. But he said to give that is not mine to give. So here we see the disciples, even at that very moment, those two, were still not quite tracking the Lord Jesus and who He really is. And his heart, and they were still desiring to be great. And I think just before that, not long before that, they were striving about who should be the greatest. But Solomon, he didn't say, Oh, make me the greatest. He didn't have that attitude. He said, Oh, Father, that I could just have a heart of wisdom and understanding, that I may go in and out before this thy people. For who can judge this thy people so great? So again, we see the humility, we see the dependency upon God and the worship of God. Well, there's another place in Scripture that I'd like us to turn to. Let's go now to the New Testament. And let's go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Lord, help me to stay focused here. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, and let's begin in verse 46. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. And let's stand together as we read this Scripture, if you can. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jerusalem with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You may be seated. Here we have a very similar thought where Jesus asks blind Bartimaeus, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? We are now in the New Testament, and the Lord Jesus is present walking here and ministering to the people, and he's coming through the town there, and there's a crowd of people gathered around, and blind Bartimaeus, he's sitting there by the highway side begging, and he's been blind a long time, and he's dependent upon people's compassionate mercies of gifts to him, their kindness toward him. And when he hears Jesus coming by, and he hears this throng, and he finds out it's Jesus, he begins to cry out and say, Have mercy on me. But there was those around him that said, Oh, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Be still. You're causing a disturbance. But he cried out all the more. Because he knew he's got a need. And he knew that Jesus can meet his need. So he's not going to be stopped by a few people around him saying, Be still. Be quiet. Hold your peace. But he cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And can you imagine when they called the blind man, when they said to him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And Bartimaeus, it says he cast away his garment and he rose and he came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? As I was praying and seeking the Lord for what He would have me share today, there was this one thing that God just kept laying on my heart. And that was this question that Jesus gave to blind Bartimaeus, and the question that God appeared to Solomon and gave to Solomon. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And then I thought of us here this morning, us here at Charity Christian Fellowship in our church family, and I thought of, I wonder if I could ask the Lord, if I could answer the Lord's question of what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? What is the need pressing in my heart? What is the pressing need in my heart? And I thought, you know, sometimes we have this need in our heart and this longing desire. And maybe sometimes we wait for it for so long that we become a bit weary and maybe a bit faint in our waiting and in our desire. And maybe sometimes even our hope begins to fade, that it can ever change, that things can ever be different. Maybe it's a fault, or maybe it's a besetting sin. And oh, I just wish I could be different. I just wish I could be changed. Maybe it's some infirmity, or you know, some, and you know, I go lame, I go crippled, or, and sometimes we think like Brother Luke shared this morning, you know, if Jesus were here and He were passing by, we would run to Him. We would, like those four men, we would take our friend to Jesus. We would tear up the roof and let him down in front of Jesus so that he can be healed. We would take that person who is possessed with demonic oppression and discouragement, and we would take him to Jesus. And we know that Jesus would deliver him, because He did. He did every time. Brother Luke, every time. He cares. I don't know of one situation where He turned them away. He tested their faith at times. The Syrophoenician woman, she said, I need your help, Lord. And He said, well, but you're not of the Jewish race. I came for the Jews. It's not right for me to give the meat that belongs to the children to dogs. Wow. What a test. But she passed it. She said, oh, but the dogs eat the crumbs, and the crumbs are enough. Because she knew the Master. She knew the power of Jesus Christ. And the crumbs are enough. When they're holy crumbs of the Lord, powerful crumbs, Lord, I'm not worthy, like Luke shared already this morning. Oh, I just praise God. I was just thinking, you know, Lord, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And then I remembered our prayer time yesterday morning. And it was beautiful in that different people shared in prayer what their longings are, what their aspirations, their dreams, and what the Lord Jesus, Lord, I would ask of you, Lord Jesus, I wonder, are we willing this morning to press through and come to Jesus like blind Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, that familiar garment. It might have had the pockets in there where he put the change the people gave him. I don't know what all that garment represented. But it was his garment. It was what kept him warm when it was cold. And it was all that familiar territory, you know, and that comfort of that garment sitting by the way. It was his identity. This is who I am. I'm blind Bartimaeus. This is my garment. And I sit here at this spot by the road. You know, many beggars, they are like that. They find a spot that's more favorable, maybe more where people that are passing by, and they have found favor there, so they go back to that spot. And there they sit, his garment wrapped about him. But today, he recognizes the Master is passing by. And when they said, Bartimaeus, he calleth you. He cast away his garment and he rose up and he went and came to Jesus. You know, I thought, what a blessing if here this morning, in God's tender mercies and kindnesses, we could cast aside our garments of fear to really open up our reputation. You know, maybe like Luke was sharing, it might sort of look like we have it together pretty well. And if I cast aside that garment, what are people going to say? Oh, be quiet, Bartimaeus, be quiet, just stay sitting. Jesus will pass by and you can go right back to normal life. Oh, but Bartimaeus, he wasn't dissuaded. The more they said, it's okay, just be still, hold your peace, he cried the louder. You know, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The Lord Jesus wants to meet our need. He wants to pour in oil and wine where there's hurts, where there's wounds. He wants to heal the brokenhearted, the heart that has been shattered and crushed and torn and... Oh! The one that's hopeless. The heart that's been trampled upon. Jesus wants to heal those broken hearts. You know, I thought maybe one of those ways we could cast aside our garment would be, what a blessing it would be if we could just open up our hearts and have some open sharing. And maybe just share with the congregation. Pray for me. I have a need in this area. I want to be changed. I'm desiring for God to visit His people and bring revival in this area of life. Jesus answered Bartimaeus, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" The blind man said to him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." It's not fun being blind. It's not pleasant. It brings a lot of need of a lot of help. Someone to lead him around, someone to take him until he can find his way. And oh, it's so dark. It's just dark. It's so dark. It might be good for all of us to spend a day as a blind man and wear a blindfold, and maybe even more than that, maybe even a hood or something, so that it's really like blindness. But there's something way worse than being blind with these eyes. And that is to be blind with the eyes of our heart, our spiritual eyes. What wilt thou that I shall do for thee? What is your need? Well, we know the Lord met Bartimaeus' need. Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. After Solomon worshipped and sacrificed, God appeared to him and said to him, "Ask what I shall give thee." You know, I like it to just sort of settle in on that one thought. Ask what I shall give thee. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? You know, if God came to you in the night, tonight, like He did to Solomon, and asked, "What shall I give thee?" I wonder what I would ask for. I wonder what you would ask for. If Jesus were passing by, like He was that day with blind Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside begging, will we cast off the garment, whatever it is, and rise up and come to Jesus? You know, the Lord Jesus, like our brother Luke shared, He is here with us. And just like blind Bartimaeus' faith answered his need, faith, Jesus said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Just so today, our faith, we take hold of the promises of God by faith. Listen to these words of Jesus in John 16. He says, "Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." That's John 16:24. And then in verse 23, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it thee." You know, the Lord Jesus has made a promise. And that's not the only place He's made those promises. Jesus, in His teaching with His disciples, over and over shared how that God, the Father, wants you to ask Him and to believe Him for what your need is. And He wants to give it to you. Ask. And ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Imagine blind Bartimaeus, after he received his sight, his joy was full and he was following Jesus. You know, that's what it is when we get born again, or when we have a need in our life as a Christian and we're struggling and we come and we ask the Lord Jesus and He meets our need. Oh, it just puts spring in our step and our joy is full. Hallelujah, we have a benevolent, loving Heavenly Father who cares for me. And He answered my need. Ask whatsoever ye will of the Father in the name of Jesus and He will give it to you. But you know, it takes humbling to ask, doesn't it? Proud men and women who have it all, don't ask. Oh, I could never ask. And you know, sometimes there's a right place for that. Because on the other hand, we can become a dependent on other people and say, you give to me, you know. But it can also be very prideful to refuse to humble myself and admit that I have a need. And I need to ask. Ask. Well, there's so many scriptures we could go to. But let's turn to Matthew 7 yet. And in just a moment here, we'll open it up. And we won't force anything. We'll just let you mind the Lord. But if you have something on your heart that you would like to ask of the Lord, and you'd like to have us pray with you, and you'd like to open your heart, we want to do that. But in Matthew 7 and verse 7, Jesus speaking, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And now just let these words sink in. You know, sometimes our familiarity with Scripture, we can get so accustomed to it that the magnitude of what is said sort of goes over my head. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. That means you, dear sister. And that means you, my dear brother. Everyone. See, God doesn't upbraid. He doesn't chide us. He doesn't say, why are you coming asking? I gave you yesterday. Well, Jesus said, when you pray, pray, give us this day our daily bread. Daily. Yes, oh Lord. I'm sorry, I feel I got a little too strong there, too loud. Ask. And it shall be given you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of whom, if a son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? How much more? How much more? How much? Infathomable. I, as a father who love my children and I give them good things, the best I know how. But I was conceived in sin. I'm by nature evil, as he says here. If ye then being evil. But hallelujah, I'm regenerated. I'm born again. And have Christ living in me. So now I have a new life. But even yet, I'm not perfect like the Father. And he says here that you being evil, know how to give good gifts. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. That means don't be anxious. Like Luke shared this morning, that beautiful scripture that Jesus gave. Don't worry. I know the number of hair on your head. I will take care of you. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And there's many, many more scriptures we could go to. Psalm 145, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. All that call upon Him in truth, in sincerity. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Do you need a Savior today? I mean, I've been battling this thing for years. And my hands are hanging down. And my knees are feeble. I just don't know if there's help. I don't know if there's hope. Oh, but the mighty God, with whom all things are possible, says, I will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. I will also hear their cry and will save them. Hallelujah. Well, I think I'll leave off there and come back to this question. What shall I give thee, saith the Lord? He said it to Solomon, and He's saying it to you this morning. He's saying to you this morning, what will that I shall do unto thee? Maybe you have something on your heart that you'd like to share, a longing desire burning in your heart. Maybe it's been burning for years. Maybe it's just being awakened in these last few days. Please use the microphone so that we can all hear and be edified together. You know, we're going to have a prolonged consecutive nights of protracted meetings with Brother Jerry coming the end of this month, toward the end of the month into the beginning of the month. And one of the desires that is on my heart is that as the Word of the Lord comes down upon us like a gentle dew, like a rain, that it may just soften our hearts, that it may just work in my heart, in our hearts, strengthening our faith, bringing about growth, increasing our faith, bringing about salvation, bringing about revival. Many beautiful things that God wants to do and is able to do. And so I want to encourage us to enter into these meetings with faith and by prayer. But anyway, I've asked if you have something on your heart you'd like to share, personal need or testimony, feel free. Yes.
Yes, I would just like to make a confession. With the fire I've been walking through the last half year, something has been coming up in my life that I thought had been dealt with, but now it's coming back up, and that's anger. I grew up with a lot of anger in my life, and I had a terrible temper. And here recently in the fire I've been walking through, it's been manifesting itself. And I've been pleading God to set me free, not just give me the grace to keep it under control, but I really want it to be gone from my life. And I just feel like, Aaron, God is speaking to me this morning that I just humble myself and confess it, and I want to be free. I don't want to just have the grace to cover it up. I want to have a completely free and complete victory in this anger that I have.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Marlon. The Lord Jesus Christ shall set you free. Is there anyone else? Raise your hand. The ushers get a microphone to you.
I would ask for the there are 6.6 billion souls in this world that are going straight to hell. And I would ask God to save each and every one of them. The 6.6 billion souls in this world. That's what I ask God for.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, on the sister's side.
I guess this is one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I've been going through a great valley. I've been struggling with some depression, and I'm not sure how to deal with it. But I just need help. And prayer. And peace in my life.
Amen, Anita. God bless you. I want to encourage us, as these are sharing, let's take it to heart. And let us rise up in intercessory prayer. Yes.
Yes, I just asked the Lord to speak to me this day. And it seems like every message, even the children's lesson, was directed towards me. And I just thank God for that, that yes, He does care. Even before Aaron shared about pride, I was seeing it's been a deep area in my life, just too proud to accept correction, rather rising up and saying that God's using the wrong person or the wrong way to bring correction in my life. I just wanted to get up this morning and say, I'm a proud person and I want God to purify me. And I want to be willing to stay in the hot pot like the popcorn and not be the one that always jumps out before the work is finished. I just long to be purified and allow God to use whatever and whoever to just show me areas of my life, especially in the area of pride and not accepting correction. Just please pray for me.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Yes.
I realized a few weeks ago that I'm not born again, and I'm so desperate to get through. But I can't find my way. It's all darkness and confusion. And I would like if you would pray that God would open my eyes and set me free.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Yes, go ahead, Sister Side.
As Aaron was sharing asking what's the longing of your heart, something came to mind. And when he came to Psalm 145, I found there's a verse there that kind of expresses it. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. As I said earlier, I've been blessed, and there are many ways that God has blessed me, and yet I find myself hesitant to share, or I can't think of something at the right time, or whatever it is, dear man, I don't know what it is, but I'm really just have a longing to just share with people in my everyday life just the things that the Lord has been teaching me and the ways He's blessed me.
Amen. God bless you, Judy. Yes.
I'd just like to share that over the last year, the Lord has just been really bringing me on a journey. And I feel like He's been showing me many things, and mainly that there's just way too much of me still inside of me, and there's many, many things that I've struggled with throughout my Christian life, and I know that I was born again, and I know that God has changed me, and He's brought me so far, but He's also shown me that there's so much more. that Jesus died for so much more than I'm experiencing in my life. And I've been begging God, I've been praying, I've been asking Him to just help me to believe, help me to realize all that there is in Christ for me. I want to live in the fullness of His Spirit. You just ask if you think of me, just pray for me.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Yes.
I just want to confess that I've had this struggle with a rebellious and an unsubmissive heart. I just want to ask for prayers that I can learn to submit better to the will of God and to my husband. It's just something I struggle with for a long time, and a lot of times when I display submission, it's generally outward. It's not very much inward, and it's just something that I didn't grow up knowing how to do, and I just need prayers that I can be able to do this.
Amen. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Yes, on the sister's side.
Yes. I just thank you for being the angel of the Lord to stir the waters this morning when you were up there sharing. I just thought, God, I want to jump in, and I'm so glad that all of us that have needs want to jump in. I am crying out to God to be free from my own way. I just desperately crying out to God as I'm going into marriage. I'm just saying, please help me not to bring into my marriage a spirit of the bondwoman. I'm seeing how it says in the scriptures, it's cast out the bondwoman and her son, because it's not supposed to be heir with the son of the free woman. And I see a spirit of bondage of my own way to please God, or a spirit of fear that tries to come on me. And it goes hand in hand with my own way or pride. And I'm just crying out, God, find all your enemies. I must not take this into my marriage and into the new church that I'm going to. And I just really crying out to God for complete deliverance. And I know sometimes it's a journey, but I don't want to give any place to the devil as I journey into this freedom of the Spirit.
Amen, sister. Thank you. God bless you. Yes, Omer.
I can say I was challenged this morning when you read about Solomon. In the second verse, it says, Solomon spake to all the captives and thousands and hundreds of judges, governors of Israel, and chief of the fathers. Now, as natural-minded as I am, if President Obama would be here, and the governors and judges down in Washington, D.C., what would we ask? Would we ask, my first thing came to mind would be money or a new home or maybe even a mansion. That just challenged me. What would we ask? I mean, he reasoned with these people in Israel. What would we ask? Is that our desire, as natural-minded as we are? But my mind came to these mansions. There were mansions 100 years ago. There was governors and presidents 100 years ago. But that is all stubble. If I was to ask Christ, I would ask for a new Jerusalem. And I don't think there's anything wrong to ask for a new Jerusalem to have a place in heaven. I did. But the other hand is also, are we worth it? No. Did we earn it? No, we didn't earn it. It's only by His grace and by His mercy. Old things will pass away and new things will become. So my prayer would be, if we ask for something, ask it in the name of the Lord. And He will reward you.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes, Brother Jeff. There's a hand over there. And where's the other microphone? Right here, sister's side. Yes, go ahead.
I'd just like to confess, really struggling the last while with having a quality quiet time. It's not that I'm not having it, but I find that it often gets shorter because of just feeling like I'm not able to concentrate. I feel like I'm not hearing God speak to me in my quiet time. It's not that I feel like God does, you know, never speaks to me throughout the day, but just when it goes to my quiet time, I find that it's not as real as what I know it should be. And I've noticed recently when different situations came up in life that I wasn't responding right to them, and I feel like it is due to not growing through not having a quality quiet time. I just ask for your prayers.
Amen. Thank you. Bless you. Another hand on the sister's side. Is there one on the brother's now? Yes. Go ahead, Brother Jeff.
This is something that I heard and I've been meditating on quite a while, and it's been a real blessing and a real challenge to me. In light of what you read in the scriptures about Solomon's thousand offerings, in the last chapter of 2 Samuel, David committed another sin. You know about the sin of Bathsheba, but also there was a sin of counting. And God was going to bring a plague upon Israel. And it said in verse 10 of Samuel 24, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Later on in the chapter, he meets up with Aruna. David wants to have a sacrifice to keep the plague away from Israel. And Aruna offers David, well, Aruna said, why are you here? And he said, to buy the threshing floor of thee and to build an altar unto the Lord that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Aruna said unto David, in our words, you can have it. Take it. Take the oxen, take the threshing floor, and you can offer a burnt offering. And David says in verse 24, and the king said unto Aruna, nay, but I will surely buy it at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, my God, that which does cost me nothing. And that was a stark reminder to me that we need to pay a price. You know, we know that salvation is free. And we know that forgiveness of sin is free. But there are some things in the Christian life that cost us. And this area of full surrender is costly. But it's worth it. It costs. Getting up in the morning, it costs. Fasting, it costs reputation. But it's worth it.
Yes,
I can promise you that. I can testify today. I can see Jesus clearer than I ever have in my life. I've been praying for a revival for our people here. You are on my heart all the time. You are my people. And I've been praying for you too. Thank you for praying for us. But we need revival. I believe we are falling asleep. And I have been praying for you. And I would ask that you would pray also. Join us. That we would be revived.
Yes.
It's going to cost. Maybe your reputation. Maybe your pride. I don't know. It's cost me mine. And it's been good. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. The other microphone is on the sister's side.
I too just long for the Lord to completely purify me, to take away everything that is not pleasing to Him. And I just want to confess that I am struggling with just responding impulsively and in anger at times with the children. And it's been something I've been dealing with for a while and just long to have victory over it. And right now, thinking of coming of perhaps not having much more time with the children. I'm just longing so much to be sure that I'm not a stumbling block in their lives.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Yes. On the brother's side?
Yes. I'd like to confess that I've been struggling somewhat with being impatient and not waiting for others, and I've been in conflict with friends at times, and I just sometimes feel as though I'm blocked on all sides by, you know, the ways of the world, and I look to the future and I look to the past, and those seem like struggling ways, and then I looked back to the present, and here I am, and I still can't find peace and rest. I still can't get enough sleep, and I've been struggling with issues of nutrition and so on. I would just like some prayer to get through that, and also to be able to get more into God's word and so on. It's like I know I have a calling, but I just can't get through to it. Maybe some of what I'm struggling with, I don't even know about. So, anyhow, thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Amen. Yes, in the back.
I just feel like all the messages this morning spoke to the need of my heart. And I feel like I've been in that popcorn popper of testing. And for me, it's been with a physical infirmity. And all I want to do is get out. And I've been struggling to trust that the Lord cares. And my heart does ask for and long for God's healing.
Amen.
But at the same time, I think my greater desire that I'm coming to is to be able to learn what He has for me, and to trust Him, and to be able to rejoice in it, and to just accept it as what God has for me at this time.
Amen. God bless you, Jen. Thank you. Yes, Reuben.
Yeah, I also have a desire of my heart. A longing that I've had for quite a while and was really magnified this week as I spent some time seeking the Lord. Just a desire to know the voice of the Lord and to be in a place where I hear His voice and respond in complete surrender to that. That's a desire of my heart.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Does Jesus care? Oh, yes, He cares. Is there someone else still? Yes.
I also want to thank whoever was sharing this morning, especially for the one earlier this morning. He cares. Just really ministered to myself. And I know it would have to everyone in our family. Just pray for our family. We need healing. And just this week, Brother Jesse went up to the Harrisburg Institution, so keep him in your prayers. He needs to show that he is important, and yeah, he needs to break through. But this week, Rachel left me a message and said he's very broken. This was Monday, and then I stopped in, and he was very glad to see me. I told him many people are praying for him, and he just said, oh, are they? And I too thought he was so close, but then sometime he tried again to come off his medication, and his mind just went wacky, and Dad took him up to Ephrata, but they thought he needs a longer care. So now he's up there, and pray for Mom. She's taking it very, very hard. So, yeah, she just needs every one of your prayers and every support she can get. And yesterday I just had to come to the place of being okay with crying out. And till the afternoon, I felt more the joy. It's a verse I would like to share. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Then the study gave the key to immeasurable joy is living in close contact with Him, the source of all joy. And when we do, we will experience God's special care and protection and see the victory God brings even when defeat seems certain. Not sure what word I missed there, but anyway, John 17:13. And I've had to remind myself that we can be thankful still, and He's still with us because I'm not sure if He's listening, but anyway, that thing He was about ready to give up, He made this remark that He's tired of living, so just pray for healing, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. On the sister's sign, yes.
I rejoice in the Lord. He's very, very good. I praise Him for all that He has done and all that He is going to continue to do. He showed me in this last year, in the last 5 years, working slowly and carefully on fear in my life, and He's shown me many things and given me much victory, and I rejoice in that. Now He's showing me areas where fear is hidden. It doesn't look like fear, and how there are times I still respond to that, and I want victory in that. And I also need much wisdom.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Well, I trust that we treasure this, and that we have heard the heart cries of our brothers and sisters, and that we can pray one for another, and as the scripture in James says, and be healed. Is there someone else? Yes.
Lately, God has just been showing me a lot of self in my life and pride, and also I've been struggling with a spirit of fear in my life and doubt, and I just want to ask for prayer because I really long to be free and to be able to believe God and trust His love for me. So please pray for me.
Amen. Thank you, Andrea. Is there another one? Okay,
yes, I would ask for prayer for myself. I've been struggling with a lot of frustration and just a tremendous feeling of being overwhelmed the last while. And I've been struggling just to know how to order my time. Like a sister already shared about my quiet time. It's not that I don't have it at all, but it's just I struggle with giving God the time that I need to give Him so that I can handle the what life brings. I want to follow Jesus. Pray for me.
Amen. Thank you, Matthew.
I also would like to ask prayer for my husband. The Lord is working in his life in various ways, and I can see a lot of progress, but he's going through some difficult times, feelings of rejection by a lot of people, and just knowing how to handle everything that he needs to face right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Judy. Amen. Well, this is precious. Praise you, Jesus. He cares. And we care. I really thank God for my brothers and sisters. I know that you care. And let us demonstrate that in praying for these who have shared. I would say if God lays it on your heart for a specific one, maybe write a word of encouragement or even communicate. Get together and pray for them. Let's put shoes on what we heard this morning. I also believe what Brother Jeff shared with us, our need of revival, and his warning to us that he's concerned that we are falling asleep. And I just would want to encourage us, myself included, let's rise up. Let's kneel down and rise up to take hold of God and entreat Him that He would visit us once again in His tender mercies, in His beauty, with healing in His wings. Oh yes, with reviving, quickening, that He would captivate our hearts in the beauty of His holiness and all that He is, His majesty and glory. And then the things of earth, they grow strangely dim. It has a way of just doing so many beautiful things. So maybe God would have us to meet with another brother, or a sister meet with another sister and join little prayer, form little prayer bands, little prayer pockets. That was something God's been speaking to me about, that maybe instead of, you know, a big prayer meeting, and I'm for big corporate prayer meetings, but maybe the way God wants to work this time is that we would just find another brother who bears the same burden, and we can join our hearts together and agree together. If two shall agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done. And so that would be an encouragement that we could get earnest with God, because Jerry Mahor coming and preaching for a week and a half is a blessing. But if we don't prepare our hearts and seek the Lord, we will miss so much more that God would want to do. So we love you, we care for you, and we look forward to God's tender mercies being showered upon us. So thank you for sharing, and I'll turn it over to you, Brother Paul.
It's been good to be here today. God has really blessed me personally just to hear His voice and to know He cares about me. And I just really believe that God wants to lead us into the fullness that is in Jesus Christ. He's done everything. He's already done everything on the cross. And He wants to lead us into that, I believe, as a congregation. And all we need is already there. And if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Praise God. Just want to echo what Aaron said there. I'm meeting with the brother. We started meeting last week just to pray together. And I just want to encourage that. Find a brother or two, sister or two, and some of my children are doing that. And God answers prayer. And I believe God is saying, now's the time. You know, He is doing beautiful things and wants to do more. So let's believe Him. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages or a catalog, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.